Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing episode 6 of the Thai BL drama series Together. This episode is again kind of a continuation from episode 5 of Sarwat and Time having trouble discussing how they feel about one another. And I'm going, you know, boys, I don't know. I'm often reminded of Vala when it comes to relationships. And I feel like saying, can we please dig a hole and put both them in there? And then just, they can sort it out. I don't know. And that's from continuing Vala Malduran. I don't know. Sometimes my PR is just, yeah. But anyway, Sara and Tyne are trying to decide if they like each other. Sara knows he likes Tyne. Tyne's like, I don't know how I feel about this. Anyway, Sarwat ends up helping Tyne back to his house after Tyne has had way too much to drink again, which seems to be kind of a reoccurring problem for Tyne. And he gets him up to his apartment, gets him on his bed, taken care of. And Sarwat does not behave inappropriately here, except for one aspect where he decides to take a picture of Tyne when he's in his boxers on his bed and then to post it to Sarwat's Instagram and put, he's reserved, or I am reserved. Needless to say, this doesn't go over real well with Tyne, and, you know, I can totally get why that would be. And as the story progresses, Tyne does realize that he does like Sarwat, but he's not sure what to do with it. I think the main moment when he realized it is he was at a concert that Sarwat was doing at basically a pub there, and Sarwat's playing a song, and Tyne seeing these girls kind of go do lally over Sarwat. I don't know a better word for it, so I'm just going to use that. And he gets upset and he leaves. And Sarwat sees that he's leaving and he goes to see him. He says, what's up? Why are you leaving right now? And I will say at this point, just to make sure everyone is clarified here, there are a lot of girls that like Sarwat through this entire series, which is one of the reasons I am rather put off by the series. But I do have to say, Sarwat is not interested in flirting with any of the women who are throwing themselves at him, but Tyne gets upset and says, okay, are you happy now? And then basically walks off. And Sarwat's like, I'm not sure what to do with this. I'm not even sure what's going on. And he says to Tyne before he leaves, he goes, I wasn't flirting with any of those women. So if you're going to be putting me and them in a basically bowl together and saying that this is my fault, it's not my fault if they decide to be, you know, crazy fangirls and I'm not responding to their entreaties, basically. And so that's kind of what happens in this episode. Also, P. Mill and Sarwat's brother. Sarwat's brother, who's younger than him, really wants P. Mill to be his tutor. I think he's really just kind of, it's one of those things where some people decide that they're going to be with X and they just, you know, run full bore toward that person and nothing really is going to stop them. And for Sarwat's brother, for whatever reason, he has decided P-Mill is the person for him. And so he just continues to try to bug P-Mill into having him tutor him. At the end of this episode, Sarwat and Tyne kind of come to a reconciliation point where they go to a scrub concert together, and they also are seen at that concert with Tyne is up on a pole system there, handrail. He's sitting on a handrail, kind of balancing, and Sarwat puts his arm around him, supposedly to keep him from falling, and that's kind of where this episode closes. I did like this episode. It's not one of my favorites. Again, I had really high hopes for Together, and quite frankly, by the end of the series, I was sitting there going, really? The only character I personally like is Sarwat, because he has character, and I mean, Tape Type and Man were hilarious as well, don't get me wrong, but this is not one of my favorite series. I quite honestly don't really get why it's so popular, but it is one that you could sit down and, for the most part, with a few exceptions, I mean, personally, I wouldn't watch this with my kids, but some people wouldn't or wouldn't have any problems with that. I just, you know, overall, I didn't find this series to be that whoop-de-doo. But I did finish it, and I will continue to leave reviews of each episode. This is the 6th one. Again, not one of my favorite episodes, But I do, again, want to give a shout-out to whoever played Sarwat, did a great job, and I'm not talking about their looks, although I know a lot of people on the BL fandoms really like the way Sarwat looks. I'm talking about the ability to convey emotions without words, which was done very well by this actor, and I think he did a stellar job. Really, quite frankly, he's the best actor of this whole series. It would not have been the same series without him, and so for that, I have to say, great job. So that is Anna's review of Check It at the Round Table. Bye!